Speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby.
Good morning, Crippings. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARadio.com. This is Problem Corner, and I'm your host, David Cruz. My format is as usual.
On Mondays, it's business economics that affect Fairbanks and the state of Alaska. Tuesday is my day at politics, so my guests will be based around that. Wednesday, my guest is an interesting Fairbanks and pioneer local legend, maybe even a nefarious character. Friday, it's all about Fairbanks, what we get to do over the weekend, those opportunities that are afforded to us, those things that make Fairbanks special. My job is to introduce this world, this planet, to the wonderful world of Fairbanks, give everyone that Fairbanks fix we need. We'll try to get your phone calls, but sometimes our conversations don't stop. Please be patient. I will get to them. We are at 458-TALK, 458-8255. And with that, I have with me in the studio here, Reverend Derek Dickinson. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You are putting on your fifth annual leadership conference.
Yes, it's the Elevate Leadership Conference. It's this Saturday, January 29th, 10 to 3 p.m. over at Journey Church, and we're excited about it.
You have, well, first of all, it's Saturday from 10 to 3. You have lunch available for those people who want it. When do they have to have their order in for lunch?
They're supposed to RSVP today, honestly. So, yeah.
How do they RSVP?
You can text me or call me at 907-460-9290. That's 907-460-9290. Or you can email me at Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Dickinson, D-I-C-K-I-N-S-O-N, at Journey, spelled out, Alaska, spelled out, .org. So Derek Dickinson at JourneyAlaska.org. So you don't have to RSVP to come, but if you want the catered simple lunch, then yes, we need to know, and I have that number. Yeah.
You know, this is all my favorite four-letter words that starts with F. Free.
Yeah.
And then food.
And food.
Free
yeah.
food. And
That's
you put
right.
those together,
yeah.
and you have a great lineup of people.
Yes. Let me walk you through it. These are, I think, great local leaders, and I'm very excited that they have agreed to share their wisdom and their time with us. Nobody's paid. They're just, being gracious and helping us out. I believe that everything rises and falls on leadership. That's an old John Maxwell quote. And whether it's military, nonprofit, business, leadership matters. And so these individuals, are willing to help us out and kind of raise the bar for all of us and help us all grow. But, yeah, can I walk you through them?
Certainly. Please do.
All right. We've got Bill Bailey. He's communications manager at Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. We have Tim Erickson, CEO of Cold Spot for Healthy Pets. We have Mark Hamilton, and he is graciously flying in that morning and flying out that afternoon. He's the president emeritus, University of Alaska. We have Pat Pitney, the president, University of Alaska. We have Colonel Nathan Surrey, the garrison commander for Fort Wainwright. Joe Usabelli Jr., president, Usabelli Coal Mine. Ann Weaver, the CEO of Fairbanks Community Food Bank. And Jeff Welsh, the president and CEO of Dateline Digital Printing. So I think they're all going to approach leadership from, slightly different angles, their own unique perspectives. And I know this is our fifth time to do this. And, I've been in leadership for decades. And every time I learn something, it reminds me, it prods me, it encourages me. So I hope people will come and take advantage of this opportunity.
You know, you look at the lineup that you have here. Let's start with Bill Bailey. You know, that's one of the he's a communication manager of the revenue source for the state of Alaska, the Alyeska Pipeline
yeah.
Company. I mean,
yeah.
right there. They keep that thing going. They're involved from the top of the state to the bottom of the state, everything in between. They're involved with every large company, medium company in the state of Alaska, from everyone. They are involved with everyone.
Yeah, yeah. He's heavily involved in the community, Chamber of Commerce, active in all those things, and he's very winsome. I think you'll find him a helpful speaker and give us some good insight.
Then you have Tim Erickson, CEO of Cold Spot for Healthy Pets, Cold Spot Feeds. He's a busy guy. Great mm-hmm. guy too. Local.
Yeah.
Very local talent.
Yeah, yeah. He's a great guy. My understanding is before that he kind of helped us open the Walmart up here. And so he's done all kinds of things. So yeah, he's got a depth of business knowledge and leadership, and so I think he'll be a great speaker.
Then you have Mark Hamilton, President Emeritus. He came to us from what, the Air Force? Or no, he was the Army.
He was a general in the Army.
Yeah. Prior one was the Air Force General, the Pacific Theater Commander.
Yeah.
And so he's been a top to bottom type leader.
Yeah.
I mean, just, and yeah. When the University of Alaska operated under him, he operated efficiently and very well.
Yeah, he's an amazing leader and has been a top tier, just incredible leader in a lot of different areas of life, from military to education to business. And so, yeah, we're thrilled to have him.
Then Pat Pitney, she's the president, recently took over, appointed as interim president. Maybe one day she'll say, yeah, okay, I'll stay.
Yeah.
She's dangling us here, but she's also been the budget director for the university, budget director for the state of Alaska. Mm-hmm. She has employees right now of, oh my goodness, a major economic factor for the state of Alaska she's in charge of.
Absolutely. And I think she'll give us some great insight.
Then you have Colonel Nathan Suri, Garrison Commander, Fort Wainwright, growing location. And it's in the city of Fairbanks. It's the Fort Wainwright is in the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
And such a unique relationship with him and what he has going on there at a moment. He's both with the civilian population of Fairbanks with his troops and can send them into harm's way at any moment.
Yeah. And I heard him not too long ago at the Chamber of Commerce. He's a great speaker, and I think we'll appreciate and learn quite a bit. So
Joe Usabelli, he's been a repeat person on this.
No, this is his first time.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking forward to what he has to say, and I think it'll be great.
Yeah, he has the largest active mine, open mine in the state of Alaska, I would think, with the coal and what they're doing, and they're training it, and they're getting ready to try and get some more down to Korea and Japan, as I've heard. So we'll see what they have to do, and that's a great person. Graduate from UAF,
yeah.
Longtime third-generation family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably has a fourth generation ready to go.
deep roots here.
Yeah. Ann Weaver, CEO, Fairbanks Community Gold Food Bank. Now, she's a force.
She is a force, yeah. She's a delight. She, I know her really well. She's really a partner. Our church does a food pantry every Thursday night and for, 6 o'clock, those who need food. And we see, at the height of COVID, we saw 200 people on Thursday nights. We don't see that many now. We see probably 50 to 100, but that partnership with the food bank goes really well. There is this seminar is free. We are, though, offering giving encouragement if somebody wants to give something to give it to the Fairbanks Food Bank. We love their mission. We think they do a great job. And we couldn't do what we do without them. And she's Ann will do a great job. She's been we kind of had that partnership for quite a few years now, and she's been at this conference every year. So
then you have Jeff Welch. He's new to this presentation.
Yep. He's never done it before with us, but he's a great speaker and has a blog and does he runs his business and is does out there some leadership coaching things. And so I think he's going to bring a lot. He's a high energy guy, real thoughtful, and I think we'll give some good insight.
You're putting on a presentation with exceptional people here in the city of Fairbanks, with people who have been very successful in emerging success. And this is free. Mm-hmm. All people have to do is show up.
That's all they got to do is show up. Now, if you want lunch, you got to tell me ahead of time. But the thing is free, and if you want to, if you don't want lunch, just show up. I don't have to know. But this Saturday, 10 a.m. at the church. Journey Church is at 1201 Hoselton Road. Probably the easiest way to tell you where that is if you know where Pikes is off Airport Way, you just turn in like you're going to Pikes and turn right, and that's Hoselton. Just go down the road, and we're on the right side. You'll see a big building there, and we built that about 5 years ago, and so that's where we're at. And so love to have you come check it out. I think leadership is influence, and so honestly I think all of us are leaders in different ways in different areas, but this is a great opportunity to grow your leadership, to learn from really some amazing leaders in this community and in the interior of Alaska. And so we just wanted to give this as a gift to our community, and it's been great.
And each speaker will get about, 20 to 30 minutes, presentation and questions?
Yeah, about 20, 25 minutes they'll talk. Most of them are up for questions afterwards, and so there'll be a few questions. And so, yeah, it'll be great. It'll be a good opportunity.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. And, any final comments?
Just thanks for letting me share about it. Elevate Leadership Conference this Saturday, January 29th, 10 to 3 p.m. at Journey Christian Church. We'd love to have you come check it out and be inspired and encouraged and challenged to flourish in your leadership.
Fairbanks, thank you for listening. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. Great event if you have time to go there this weekend at 1201 Hoselton Road. Sponsored by Journey Christian Church. 8 incredible speakers. Reverend Dickinson, thank you very much for being here, and you have a great day, sir.
All right, you too. Thanks.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, Kirsten here from the Yukon Quest. Just a friendly reminder, the first mushing teens will be crossing the finish line before we know it, with a finishing banquet at the Westmark February 11th, doors opening at 5. If you're interested in a fun-filled evening meeting your favorite mushers, a silent auction, sit-down dinner, and awesome Yukon Quest merchandise for sale, contact the Yukon Quest office to reserve your tickets now before they sell out. Stay tuned to this official Fairbanks radio station for your Yukon Quest updates. The Yukon Quest, an Alaskan tradition for 39 years.
At Kendall Subaru of Fairbanks, we might have the best job ever. We get to help our customers find the perfect Subaru and get out and enjoy everything Alaska has to offer in an ultra-dependable, all-wheel drive Subaru. With all kinds of reviews and awards for quality, safety, and trust, it's not a surprise that Subaru holds its value. With tons of fantastic customer reviews about a great buying experience at Kendall, there aren't really any surprises there either. But sometimes, it's all about timing. Like getting the exact new Subaru you want when we order it straight from the factory just for you. Right now is the perfect time to pre-order your new Subaru and get exactly what you want. We'll walk you through the process and make sure you get a great deal. Whether it's checking out the new Subaru Outback Wilderness or Forester Wilderness, trading up to something newer, or dialing in the perfect pre-order Subaru. At Kendall Subaru of Fairbanks, we're here to help you get exactly what you need. Stop by today or get started at SubaruFairbanks.com. Kendall, let's start something great.
Wings on Wednesdays for just $1.50 each. That's what happens every Wednesday at Big Daddy's. Wings the way you like them, slow smoked and delicious, with a great choice of styles, including spicy, sweet honey mustard, or savory, to name just a few. Come by Wednesday for wings for just $1.50 each at Big Daddy's, and load your plate up with some of those sides that speak Southern, like collard greens, red beans and rice, and so many other choices. It's the award-winning northernmost Southern barbecue, Big Daddy's, on Wickersham between 1st and 2nd Avenue.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Alignments protect your vehicle steering system as it extends the life of your tires. Book yours at GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys, Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR weather.
Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 42. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow, lows level off around 12. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for snow, highs level off around 22. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prue's in the studio here with...
Rock Candy, baby.
Melissa, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You know, it seemed like yesterday, I mean, last week, everyone was dropping like flies.
Oh, it was brutal. It's going around. It's happening.
But this place kept going.
Yes, we did. We seize the day and we do what we can to keep the ship afloat no matter what. You know, it's nobody... What's crazy is... The first year, second year of this, now into this third year in this whole Omicron thing, nobody told us radio people how to adjust, how to handle this, how to talk about it, how not to talk about it, how to keep people upbeat and positive, how to, you know, because trust me, everything everyone's going on out there with, everything that they're feeling, we're feeling some type of way too, you know. It's been a crazy ride. It's been a roller coaster, and you know, we lose people. We were down to, I think there were literally two of us in the building last week.
Yeah, I was gone on Wednesday, this on a trip, and I, you know, and Glitter, he was, you know, I had people in here. You know, the person who was supposed to be doing the NC show, he was sick. He called in that morning.
Yep.
So I got Joni coming in here, and she did a great job. She went the past people from hosts of KFAR.
We love Joni.
She winged it really well.
She did.
She did
a great job.
She said, you know, Glitter was running over here, running there, running there. And
that's what we do.
The show must go on.
It must go on no matter what. And we do what we can, even if that means there's two of us on every single station that we have. We will make it work. Because that's what you do.
It was impressive.
Yeah. Kudos to, you know, the big man, Perry Wally. We got to give kudos to him because when we're all in a panic and we're down, we know he's in a panic too, but he's like our voice of calm. Like, hey, let's do this. It's going to be all right. Let's just get it done. Let's just handle it. And we did. So, you know, if it weren't for our big boss man there in charge, we'd all fall apart.
You know, it's interesting. I don't hear very much in regards to the pro or against vaccines anymore because, you know, it's starting to realize it doesn't matter if you got it or not.
No, you're getting sick.
You're going to get sick.
Yeah, it is. And I know that there's a lot of pros to it. You know, if you are, that's amazing. If you're not, that's okay too, because I know that there's also like, at the beginning, the whole like immunity, like herd immunity, like unheard of. That's not going to happen, right? There's no way herd immunity is going to happen. But now you're starting to see Fauci and the CDC and people saying, well, some immunity is starting to happen.
Yeah.
And there's antibodies out there and people are okay and going to survive. You know, yes, there are the unlucky few. My grandmother was one of the unlucky ones. You know, she did not make it through COVID pneumonia.
Yeah.
And she passed on, and it really did suck and it hurt. But you know, she knew what was coming. She was very, very old and suffering from end stage dementia. You know, so it doesn't excuse it. It's just one of those things.
It was just one of those items that hit her that her immunity couldn't come back.
Yeah. Right, exactly. You know, and
I've had a few friends of elderly age pass that way.
Yeah,
and I've had a few friends of my age who've passed from it anyway. Also, it's just you know, God,
it just happens.
Yeah,
you know, some
is
of
it
us
flu. You know, it's interesting. There's no flu deaths anymore, but there always are.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's all COVID now. You know, I'm waiting for the Chicago people getting shot on weekends. Oh, that was COVID. That was COVID.
There are conspiracy theorists out there
COVID,
who say
that.
Yeah. You know, with neither here nor there. It's just, it's here.
Yeah.
It's here. It's not going away.
You know, I've had friends who've had it twice now, all immune.
Yeah.
You know, every immunity thing they could do.
Yeah, I've had it twice as well.
Oh, boy.
The first time was pretty bad. Made it through it. Second time, I had those body aches. Let me tell you. If you've never had these body aches, you've never felt nothing like that. Like, holy moly, I had muscles in my body that I didn't even know could hurt.
Yeah.
It was brutal. But, you know, I'm good. I'm very fortunate that I don't suffer from any of that long COVID they speak of or, you know, nothing like that. So I know not everybody is as fortunate, and I hope many out there can stay healthy.
You know, in the early 90s, early to mid-90s, I used to do a lot of river rafting, and a couple times I got water in me that wasn't as pure as it should have been, so I got the Rocky Mountain Beaver.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you know, some people, they get the screaming bejeemies.
Yep.
Me, I was so sore, I didn't even want to move. I would be laying on the couch, I didn't even want to move.
Yeah.
You know, so something like COVID, the Omicron, affects people in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's different.
I keep hearing, you know, and what's funny is I've heard everything from, you know, people are experiencing flu-like symptoms with Omicron, yeah. Like the stomach thing and the vomiting and the, you know, it's coming out all ends. And then you also hear, well, I had the sniffles. I had a sore throat and the sniffles. You know, it's like, so it's there is no book on what you're going to experience.
Yeah, or how to treat it best.
No, rest, water, juice,
hydrate,
vitamin C, you know, just do all the things.
Watch Dallas Cowboys playoff, what game wins.
And not make it to the Super Bowl, yes. Yeah. Social distancing extreme, Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
you're a horrible person.
I know. I find all kinds of memes. I'm like, oh, I got to text this to
Bruce. You see what I put up with, Fairbanks? You see what I put up with? You know, that's why I call her rock candy. It's not because she's sweet, sticky, and tasty. It's because she is mean,
yes.
Forceful, and you hit her and you bounce off.
Yes, there you go. Oh. Well, you know, I'm in the same boat. So if you know me, you know how much of a diehard Viking. Black and yellow Steelers fan I am. Not Vikings. What is wrong with you?
Hey, sorry.
I am a diehard Steelers fan. I have been for years. Actually, so I became a Steelers fan when I was 17. I met Troy Polamalu in Detroit, and I didn't even know who he was at this point.
I see your hairstyle follows his.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. No,
I wish. Like, God, that guy had amazing hair.
Yeah.
But I met him. I dropped my receipt at a mall in Detroit one time, and he picked it up and handed it to me. And I didn't even know who he was at the time. And my cousin was like, oh, my God, that's Troy Polamalu. And ever since that day, I was a big Steelers fan. And I know that makes no sense, but
you know,
I love that team. And they're not in it anymore.
I never really liked the Steelers just because
a lot of people have that.
But I always really liked Troy Polamalu. This is
a
very
class act.
Class act.
Yeah, him and Hines Ward, man, they were great.
A class act.
Yeah. I adored
Big Ben,
them.
Not so much.
You know, I know that there's a lot out there with Big Ben. I get it. I know. But you know what? My heart's with him. I love that man.
Well, you got to go with your team.
Yeah, got to go with my team. That's my quarterback. And you know, there couldn't have been a classier way to go out than he did. And I got to give big kudos out there and props to Mahomes as well. Because, you know, after that game where they faced each other, Mahomes went up there and was like, dude, I've looked up to you my whole life.
Yeah.
You are an amazing ball player. Like, I respect you. Can I have your jersey? And Ben's like, well, not this one, but I'll get you one, you know?
I'm not giving you my last jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with you?
So I enjoyed that. I thought it was great.
You put on a fundraiser this weekend.
I did.
How'd that go?
Amazing, actually. Great turnout. We had a spaghetti feed fundraiser for my son's hockey team. They are going to Vegas next week.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. We're going for a tournament, and we are so excited. And so it was kind of, you know, a fundraiser to kind of help offset the parents' costs and our team costs. I mean, the tournament's expensive. Plane tickets are expensive. The hotel, all that stuff. So it was a way to be able to kind of allow the parents to, you know, submit receipts for things and get reimbursements for taking them.
When we come back, we're going to go over what it takes to be a hockey parent.
Patience.
Because
money. Yeah. Patience and money.
Fairbanks, we're going to be back in a moment. I can't wait to hear what she has to say about this. We're at 458 Talk, 458-8255. We'll be back in a bit.
On KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
NATO outlining potential troop and ship deployments over concerns that Russia will invade Ukraine. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
These deployments are proportionate and in line with our international commitments. and they reinforce European security for all of us.
Russia has amassed an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine, but denies planning an attack. The Supreme Court taking up the issue of race in college admissions.
Justices have agreed to hear lawsuits challenging admissions policies at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina, claiming those institutions have discriminated against Asian American applicants. Lower courts have rejected those arguments, citing precedent allowing colleges and universities to consider race in admissions decisions so long as it's done narrowly to promote diversity.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the Alaska Travel Industry Association, the ATIA, a statewide organization for travel and tourism, gave its Denali Award to Alaska's congressional delegation for recognition of their work in passing the Alaska Tourism Restoration Act. The ATIA Denali Award is given to individuals who demonstrate outstanding leadership, professional excellence, and personal contribution to Alaska's travel sector. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Congressman Don Young's leadership garnered unanimous support for the passage of the Tourism Act. The act provided a temporary waiver to the Passenger Vessel Services Act, which requires foreign flagged cruise vessels to stop in Canada as part of the voyage to Alaska. Communities in Southeast Alaska had gone without cruise ship passengers for 20 months by the time the Tourism Restoration Act allowed large ships to return to the state in July 2021. The Travel Industry Association also recognized the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services with a special recognition award for their efforts in leading the state's public health response to the COVID-19 pandemic and their partnership with Alaska's travel industry.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Ready to fix a great career for yourself? How'd you like to work in a fun and positive environment? Expressway Auto in North Pole is now expanding and is currently accepting positions for automotive and diesel technicians, as well as service riders and customer service reps. Applicants should have at least 1 year of experience, as well as the skills, knowledge, and attitude to excel. Additional certifications are a plus and can increase your earning power. Applications can be dropped off at Expressway Auto on the Richardson Highway in North Pole, or to schedule an interview, call 888-659-0631. Expressway Auto is an equal opportunity employer.
This message is brought to you by the ACPIRG and NPACF Netsai Kuch'in Language Panel in partnership with DHSS and ANTHC.
McKinley Orthopedics Sports Medicine and Spine is proud to announce the opening of their second location, the first and only orthopedic and fracture clinic in North Pole. Patients who live south on the Richardson no longer have to drive to Fairbanks for orthopedic care. The board-certified specialists in sports medicine, fracture care, spine treatment, and joint replacements continue to be the most complete clinic in the interior. Now offering care at clinics in Fairbanks and North Pole, located on Badger Road right past North Pole Veterinary Hospital. Visit McKinleyOrtho.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. Aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Prue's in the studio here with Mornings with Melissa.
Yes.
You know, now, we had an issue last week.
Yeah, you hate Nirvana, and I love
no,
it.
No, I just don't think that they should be on the river. I think they should be on X-Rock.
We've had this discussion.
And you come at me, well, they were before 1993.
Did you like that paper I left
no,
for you?
No, I did not like that paper. That just says they were before some 1993.
Context.
Yeah.
Some context yeah, for people
but,
out
but
there.
The context should be they should be on X-Rock, not the river. And so you are even looking at doing dedications to me. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've done a couple now.
Yeah.
Every time Nirvana hits, because if you look at
the
definition.
This is the David out there. Oh, don't give me that definition stuff. There's theory and there's reality. You're talking theory.
No, I'm talking reality.
I'm talking about reality. That's on X-Rock. That's not on the river.
X-Rock needs the update.
But, you know.
Shots fired.
Now, here's the reality, Fairbanks. She runs the river.
I do.
So she
what I say goes on, it goes on it. Complain all you will, Mr. Bruce.
I am not complaining. I'm having a discussion with you. I'm giving you a piece of my mind.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I'll take it and let it go out the other ear.
I know. As normal. Now, you are the quintessential sports mom.
Yes, that's what they say.
You know, it's so fun to watch. You remind me of my parents because... You know, if it was winter, I was doing two different sports. It was summer, then fall.
Yep.
You know, my parents realized real fast on this kid, make sure he's doing something.
Yeah.
So that way there's peace and harmony in the family.
I never thought I'd be the mother of a jock.
Yeah.
You know, I was not very good at sports. I played them. I was always the kid that made the comp team but didn't necessarily belong there. Like, I was good enough to make the team, but not really good enough to always play, right? So I was clumsy, I fumbled things, I couldn't catch worth a dang, you know, it was just brutal. I sucked at everything I did. The only thing I ever was good at was volleyball. So I kind of let sports go. As soon as school was done and my parents stopped forcing me into it, I was done.
Yeah.
And then I had kids. And, you know, I've got three. My oldest was never really interested in the ways of sports. So I got lucky there. But then my middle child was like, I want to play hockey. And I was like, mm-mm. No. I said no. You know, we started with baseball. And baseball was amazing.
Yeah.
I was good with baseball. And then he wanted to play hockey.
Yeah, you're like the team mom and coach.
Yes. Yeah, I coached many years for baseball.
Yeah.
It, great. You know, I love baseball's my first love.
Yeah.
And then hockey came. And I love hockey.
The disruption of the family unit.
Yes.
Requirements of time.
I said no.
Travel.
I said no.
Yeah.
I did. I put my foot down and here we are. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like you did on Nirvana. Here we are.
Yeah. So my pocketbook's like, well, the way this works out, you see.
You know, I always told people I was not fortunate to have kids, but if I ever had kids, there's no way anyone would play hockey.
Yeah.
I never looked at the amount of money it would create or cost.
Oh, yeah.
Just the time involvement.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
I'm at hockey 5-6 days a week, for sure, easily.
Yeah.
Between events and games and practices and dry lands, and it's a 5-6 day a week commitment. You know, but here's the thing. When your kids love something, and equally when they're good at it, it turns into, it makes it worth it. You know, like, because eventually... I'm not going to be able to take him to practice anymore.
Yeah.
There's going to be no more games to go to. You know, he's not going to be an NHLer, you know? And if he is, great. But, I mean, let's face it. 1% of kids go off to do something great, right? 1% of that 1% go off to be NHLers. It is an impossible spot to fill.
Yeah, but what they do is they learn camaraderie.
Yes.
Dedication.
Yes. Teamwork.
And how to achieve something is going to take work.
The social skills involved, the things that they get from these sports will suit them for the rest of their lives. Even if this doesn't take them anywhere, there is so much that it offers. And he loves it.
I always discuss with kids growing up, team sports and individual sports.
Yes.
And, you know, on the individual, there's no one out there with you. It's you.
Yes.
And your heart's going a little bit faster.
Yep.
On the team sports, you know, you're only as good as your weakest link.
Yeah. Yep. That's very true.
And it's a team sport.
And there are, you know, so my son's a goalie.
Yeah.
And that
he's back of the line.
He's back of the line. He's down there at the net. And when it breaks through, so we just faced Delta. We just played Delta yesterday. You know, and... A couple times, there's this one kid on the team. His name is Evan Zatko, and this kid is, like, absolutely the most legit hockey player ever. Like, this kid is phenomenal. And every time, and my son has been playing against him for years, right? And he knows that that kid's going to deke his way through all five players. It's going to happen. And it's going to be Jace versus Evan.
Yeah.
And they're either going to go in or they're not. And I'm like, dude, you know, it's a team sport. They got through the other five.
You know, in about 10, 15 years, they'll be in Fred Meyer's
And they'll be discussing it.
Remember when I deked you out?
Remember when I shut you down?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, I see that with my husband and, like, the people he used to play baseball with, you know, growing up as a kid. You know, they'll, oh, yeah, I used to play baseball with that kid. Or they'll be like, remember when your dad used to coach us? And I see those conversations happening now with my husband and people he used to be involved with. So it'll be really cool in future years to see those conversations with my son. You know, it really will to watch them.
You put on a fundraiser this weekend.
Yeah, Spaghetti Feed.
How, you know, and when did that start and how much time and effort?
We started planning about 3 months ago, I want to say.
For a one-night event.
For a one-night event, yeah. We had a bad experience down in Anchorage with a couple of games and some refs. It was not a good situation for Fairbanks. Legit, three Fairbanks teams have pulled out of future tournaments down there because of how bad it was. And so we decided we were going to go to Vegas, and so did these other Fairbanks teams. And so it all happened around that time, around Thanksgiving time.
I remember you came back in a PO'd mood.
It was terrible. It was such a bad weekend. And we decided, you know what, we don't want to deal with that. We're not going to deal with that situation again and that team. So let's go out. Let's go find a tournament. So we found one in Vegas and we just said, well, we need money. You know, well, money's a thing and the tournaments are expensive. Traveling out of the state is expensive. So we planned this Spaghetti Feed silent auction. It took us about 2.5-3 months. We went out to different businesses, got items. It was so great. Tommy G's gave us some. We had some stuff from them.
Yeah.
We had some pictures from local photographers. We had some gift certificates from like beauty salons, like Bombshell, and like just all these places. You know, we had things for, and then we put them out. People got to bid on them, and we made around $4,000 for the team. It was actually real good turnout. So we were happy.
Then last week was your daughter with the cookies.
She's a Girl Scout.
Yeah.
She's got your six.
I just saw it on the front there. I didn't even say, hey, Melissa. I put in the name, get my six.
That's why I do that. Yeah. Just leave it up there.
You don't even have to sell me.
Nope.
You know, if you're a mom out there with a kid in Girl Scouts.
They'll sell themselves.
I'm buying cookies from you just because when I was growing up, there were so many people, you know, you had to do so many things like that. And it's just you're contributing to a kid's education in so many ways.
Yeah, it is. And it's really great. My daughter loves it, too. She loves Girl Scouts, and she loves selling the cookies.
But I like the cookies. What the heck?
Yeah, why not? You know, well, you put them up in your office, too. So
I know. Yeah. You know, the lady who used to work with me, she was a dead mother, whatever you want to call it. And she would get like 80 cases of this.
Yeah.
And I'd take a photo and put it on Facebook, and I'd have some caption like, I think my order got a little out of hand this year, you know. Oh my goodness.
There are parents out there. I won't call them out publicly, but there are Girl Scout parents out there. There's probably some husbands listening right now going, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Who they do that. Instead of going out and selling a bunch, they will buy case upon hundreds of cases, and then they'll set up booths everywhere.
Yeah, Fred Meyers, walking in the Fred Meyers.
Yeah, walking in the Fred Meyers, walking into a game or here or there or wherever. And that's,
I buy on the way out, not the way in.
Yes, always.
Parents, remember that. Hit me up on the way out.
Not the way in.
Yeah. Remember that, parents.
Yes.
Hit us up on the way out.
On the way out. There's usually change in pockets. Yep. There's usually...
We're used to buying something. We're carrying stuff out. It's easier to carry out than to carry around.
Yes, exactly. So Girl Scouts
Sales
out there.
Sales tactic 101, Girl Scout cookies, Fred Meyer's Safeway.
Yep.
A mall.
Well, and as a parent who has done many booth sales, that's the way it usually works. They'll be like, we'll come find you after, you know? Get them as they're leaving.
I'm a repeat offender. I'm an easy target. I mean, I'm a mark.
Yeah, I am too. I'm a sucker for just like adorable kids who want to sell stuff. I can't say no. I'm like, I go to leave the store and they're like, you want to buy cookies? You want to buy a candy bar? I'm like,
I don't want it, but I'm going to. Yeah.
Got to.
Fairbanks, we're at 458 Talk, 458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Affordable Used Cars is seeking to hire automotive repair techs. If you're tired of the bull at a big shop and prefer to work independently, then Affordable Used Cars is definitely for you. A full-time position plus overtime with a great starting wage, depending on your experience. This position is available immediately. Go to work at the busiest car dealer in Fairbanks with an amazing work atmosphere. Apply in person with your work history and qualifications at Affordable Used Cars, 2525 South Cushman. Join the Affordable Used Cars team today.
You've heard about them, maybe thought about getting one. And why not? Nothing will warm you better while enjoying the outdoors. Of course, we're talking about the amazing Solo Stove, sold exclusively by Aurora Energy Solutions. These portable outdoor stoves are perfect for parties, the yard, sledding, camping, or just enjoying the great Alaskan outdoors. They burn smokeless and get plenty hot for all to enjoy. See the amazing Solo Stove for yourself. The Solo Stove from Aurora Energy Solutions. Check them out in the showroom downtown on First Avenue or online at heatyourway.com.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Cooper and Bridgestone Tires for everything you tow and every car, truck, motorhome, and SUV you drive. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
Partly cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 42. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow, lows level off around 12. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for snow, highs level off around 22. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse in the studio. Just me now. We had a fun half hour with Melissa. We had a good 10-minute section there with Reverend Derek Dickinson, who is putting on a really great leadership conference this weekend. It's called Elevate. And again, it's a Saturday at the Journey Christian Church, which is at 1201 Hoselton Road from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you want a lunch, that's free. That'll be given to you for free. But they have to know today. That way they can get it all ordered. And you can give Derek a call at 907-460-9290 or email derekdickinson at journeyalaska.org. And a really good event. It's their fifth one. And like so many other community organizations, churches, it's free. So please go there and enjoy it. I want to, again, kudos and shout out to the people who work at the radio stations here. I mean, it gets interesting as I walk in here my 4 days a week, and I get here about 10 minutes the hour, and I'm gone 5 minutes after the hour. But you see the professionalism. You see people working, you know, in the advertising industry, the production industry here, the radio itself, getting everything going. And boy, you know, people go on vacations, and you'll have, you know, sicknesses that happen. And last week, man, it was a all hands on deck who could be here. And many great things were done by a few people who just made sure it all ran well. And it was really impressive to see. You know, by Friday, I was looking at everyone. I was gone on Wednesday, and I taped my food show on Thursday. And this Friday, looking at everyone who was here, and you know, it was you have the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat. They had the thrill of victory in their eyes. They made it through, and everyone was coming back this week, and good to see them. You know, the vacations were over. People who had a cold, a flu, other things, boy. And it was, last week was pretty unique experience. Now think about that with your kids out there. They're going to school, and boy, you want to share with Fairbanks, have a kid that goes to school, and you know, all the germs that come home. And that's just the way it is. And so, anyway, glad to see that they all made it through. This today marks 1 week now that our legislature has been in session. And nothing of the wild front yet. We've seen the redistricting suit starting to meet. Each appellate, each complainant, whatever you want to call them, gets a day. You got one day, put on your case. We got five of you. And it's going to take 11 days, and we're done. And then if you don't like what happens, you can appeal it to the state Supreme Court. And if the state Supreme Court gets it, well, then the Fairbanks North Star Borough, they might get involved, they might not get involved. It should be interesting. But this is why you have the process of redistricting. Every 10 years, they do the census. They do the redistricting off the census. The redistricting board, it's a politically appointed board. Whoever the governor is, they get two appointments. Whoever the president of the Senate is, they get an appointment. Whoever the speaker of the House is, they get an appointment. Whoever is the presiding judge of the state Supreme Court, they get an appointment. The five people then get together, and it comes from varying areas, varying backgrounds, varying political thoughts and philosophies, and they choose a chairman. And they chose John Binkley, who I thought did an admirable job. You know, when it was all said and done, I never talked to him about what he should do, what's he going to do, a thought, a philosophy. When he was appointed, I texted him and I said, congratulations, for whatever you're going to do, you're going to be sued. And thank you for this, taking the time to do this. Whatever happens, your judgments will be questioned and you'll be sued. And that's part of the process. You know, so you have in the Senate districts, you have Valdez, who says, we don't want to be with the Matsu. Uh-uh. You have Eagle River, who doesn't want to be with other people. And it's just, you know, it should be interesting. And let's see how this is done in the interior. I was very impressed with what they did. You know, you have a few people in Goldstream Valley who don't want to be with rural Alaska, but guess what? There's always someone with rural Alaska. You know, from the year 2000 to the year 2010, it was Esther was with rural Alaska. From 2010 to 2020, Simchina Hot Springs Road area was with rural Alaska, and so was Salcha. Fairbanks North Star Borough said, we need to kick some people off the island. We have 5.2 representatives. Don't put them all in five representatives. Put some of them in a district with rural Alaska, and that's what they did. All five people who voted on the board of the redistricting board voted in favor of what they did up here. They did not have one sitting legislator going against another sitting legislator. Now, you might see that in Southeast, also rural Alaska, also. But Fairbanks, it usually happens where you're going to have people who will face each other, just by the way the boards moves the boundaries, but not one. And they did a very good job. You know, of course, someone is going to be kicked off the island at the request of the borough. And now one of the borough assembly members, he wants his nephew to have a different voting precincts included in his, so his reelection could be better handled. And guess what? That's his right. He gets to do that. But he's got to face, David Gutenberg must face the questioning from people about what are you doing here? This is nepotism. Now, nepotism in the state of Alaska, if you have a state real estate license, nepotism is described as your cousins, your nephews. You know, it goes that far on the familia. Your grandparents, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, cousins. Borough Assembly, and most likely the City Council, nepotism, the area where you have a conflict of interest, where you have to describe, I have a conflict. It does not include nieces and nephews, I believe, or cousins. It's just parents, grandparents, sisters, brothers, children. So different standards for different locations of where you're at in government. If I am, when I leased a property to my nephew, to the property owner, I had to put in the lease. And also, before I even did that, I have, this is my cousin, excuse me, this is my nephew, this is a relation of mine. This, as prescribed by the state law, I must disclose that in writing to all parties and have it agreed to. I find it interesting how David Gutenberg brings this up and he goes, oh, but the person here, Frank Tomaszewski, he's got the conflict of interest. He can't vote on this. And he didn't even bring this up. All of a sudden, he's conflicted out. He can't vote on this. And oh my goodness, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see how this borough assembly handles this. You know, they're too late for getting involved in this round. But if it is appealed to the state Supreme Court, and I'm sure it always is, then the borough assembly, if they vote to do this, then they're going to be voting to join it at the state Supreme Court level. And you're saying to yourself, hold it. The state Supreme Court just makes sure that the district court, the Superior Court, did it right. I think it's in Superior Court. But to make sure that they did it right. And anyway, so it's very convoluted. It's very political. It's great discussion point. It's very wonderful for entertainment, I must say. But again, it's everyone's rights. And boy. So anyway, the Fairbanks Funny Fest returned this weekend, and they did a great job. Boy, heard nothing but rave reviews from last weekend, this weekend. The person who was the headliner on Friday, and then the fundraising for the Tanana Valley United Way with the roasting of Benny Lynn, a very fine person. And anyway, we have a great community here. You know, that's why I had Melissa in here, Mornings with Melissa. She's a great mom, sports advocate, and boom, her daughter, Girl Scouts, the Cookies. So we have a community with layers, many layers, and that's what's fun about Fairbanks. We're an island unto ourselves. We are what we are up here. If you want to do something, it's not that you don't have sister towns like you have in Anchorage, Eagle River, or Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, things like that. Fairbanks is self-contained. We do what we do up here, and that's what I like about it. We have such many levels, many layers of great organizations here. And a couple of them are available for you here to get motivated by at the Elevate, which is lift your leadership to the next level. You know, you have University of Alaska, East Valley Coal Mine, Fairbanks Community Food Bank, Alyeska, and other private enterprises, private parties. So, hey, something to do, something to enjoy. Well, we're coming to the end of our show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you're doing well. We got Omicron going rampant throughout there. Be careful. You know, however you do it, is however you do it. A lot of people have already been through it, and my goodness. You know, by the time they say Omicron, it's, you know, half the town's been infected. Simple as that. And like Melissa said, just plug in that you're going to get this one day, one way or another. Be ready for it. Be ready for it. I've had friends who've had total vaccinations and upgrades and have gotten COVID twice. And it's not because they got it from someone that wasn't vaccinated. They just got it. Simple as that. So anyway, be careful out there. I will see you tomorrow. You have a great day, Fairbanks.